RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. On the Monster.
On the Monster.
On the Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Thursday.
Hello, hello, hello. It's almost the weekend.
That is true.
And today's a big day for Jonas Brothers fans.
Oh.
Because,
no.
Yes, their concert is tonight, and we are giving away tickets to that.
What?
Yes, we're giving it away online, so follow all the Monster socials at RX931 and, of course, on the show today.
Okay.
Exciting.
So, oh, my gosh. Like, I can't believe I'm breathing the same air as, like, Nick Jonas.
Right?
Right?
OMG.
Oh, my gosh.
That's... I saw their arrival video. I got excited. I was like, oh, my gosh, they're here.
I know, right?
They're here.
And even, ano eh, like, for me, the fantasy talaga is, I mean, obviously they're here, right? And they're probably, like, resting and stuff. But, like, what if, you know, they wanted a drink or maybe coffee, you know, and they go downstairs to the like, coffee shop. Tapos you're there. Tapos makakatayo si Nick.
My God!
Tapos sasabihin ni Nick, parang, like, what's a beautiful girl like you doing in a place like this. Oh, sasabihin ko, wow, I'm a big fan of the Jonas Brothers.
Full on Mae West mode.
Is that a mic or are you just glad to sing it?
Okay, take those seven eggs. You sing that. You sing that. Someone's still dreaming.
You know I'm a sucker for you.
Alam mo, may song din sila, di ba? S.O.S. Makita mo si Nick. S.O.S.
You know I'm a sucker for you.
Oh my God.
All day and all night.
Oh boy. Who's your favorite Jonas Brother?
Hello!
Nick.
Yes.
Mine too.
Yes.
But I like all of them.
No, but you know what? I mean, I like all of them. I like Nick because he's so well-rounded because, like, diba, he does musical theater. He actually starred in Les Mis.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, I like the idea that we have this image of Nick as sobrang alpha male kind of guy. But, you know, he does, like, theater stuff. I mean, he's not afraid to try something different.
Yeah.
From his usual, like, wheelhouse. Diba?
In a way, it's very Hugh Jackman.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we think of him as Wolverine, like,
exactly.
You know, super mask. But then, he's super into musical theater.
Totoo.
He's an award-winning
Hello.
Actor.
Tapos, diba, meron pa siyang, si Nick, meron pa siyang, what's that TV show? Yung, we had, like, some, like, M2M scenes and, like, yung soldier siya.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, like he had like kissing scenes with
what?
The guy. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Seriously, the one where he played a soldier. I forgot what it's called. Little gets. Like, I like how he's serious about his craft.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? You know, if it takes, and he's not that kind of alpha male, but I'm not gonna do that role,
yeah.
You know, because you know I'll have to kiss a guy. Like, he doesn't seem to have a problem with those things.
And I think he's just he's just very open to trying a lot of different things. Like, he also judged on The Voice.
Yes,
you know. So hello, Nick, if you're listening, and hello, Joe and Kevin.
Nick, you know my digits. Well, you don't, but you know, in case you do, 09. 091. Yeah. Ano, like, alam mo kung, I swear, like, ganyan ko kagusto si Nick Jonas. Like, if yayain niya ako, sabihin ko, basta uwian na ng 9G.
Sabihin niya, Chico, would you like to party?
Taking British. Chico, would you like to party?
Ikaw kasi nanonood ng British kanina. I can't.
British yarn.
Yeah, Chico, wanna party?
Yeah, as long as we go home at 9 o'clock.
Mababarok ka pa eh, no?
Kasi di ba ganun yun? Pag biglang may kausap ka Amerikano.
Oh my God, can I just say, I was in an elevator ride with like 4 white neighbors, and one of them was telling a story.
Okay.
And so she was super into it, and she was just telling her friends about this guy that she was dating. And I was just like, the accent, my gosh. Oh. Parang gusto ko mag-jump in, tas tatry ko lang.
Tas makiki-accent ka.
Makiki-accent ako. Pero yeah, feeling ko mababarok din ako.
Yung parang, oh my gosh. I mean, like, I didn't came here to like...
I didn't came here to hear about your
accent.
Your accent and your story. I can't.
Right.
Ay, nako. But yeah, hello Nick, hello Kevin, hello Joe. 0961-1367-931 is the Monster text line in case you're listening. Yeah, feel free to text us. Oh, but that also goes out to all the monsters locked in.
And if you want to join Nick, Kevin, and Joe, you can just send in your entries to x.com/rx931. Just make sure you include our hashtags.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of, we do have a top 10 for you. And we are thanking our topic sender, Patrick Starlord.
Thank you.
As always, you know, together with all our mga suki when it comes to top 10 topics. Thank you, Patrick. Hashtag me as an overachiever.
Love it.
Ay, naku, this is so us. Napaka extra. Okay, so
the Leah Michelle.
I know, right? We're basically a show of Leah, Leah, and Leah. Don't tell us not to live, just sit and putter.
Oh, God, here we go.
Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't take her out of cloud terrain on my parade.
I swear, one like RX get together and there's karaoke, I will make you sing that.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no, Khajar.
Well, I'll just say, well, my turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. At least I didn't make it.
You would gag the office, I'm telling you.
Everybody would gag. Huwag nyo na nga akong pilitin. Don't tell me not to live, just said and para. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of Ikaw na talaga, ano may nakanganga lahat ng tao na parang, ano nangyari?
Titigil yung mundo nila.
Totoo. Tapos makita mo na, even the most like poker face office mates of ours will be like, I live!
Kawin!
Kawin! So let's give you some examples. Me as an overachiever, my only two choices are... either I'm the best there is, or give chance to others. There is no, I lost. So either I win, or if gusto ko naman meron di ibang manalo,
I'll let you win.
I'll let you win. But I'm sorry, I can't do I lost.
I'll just quit the race altogether.
I'll give it to you,
mm-hmm.
but I can't lose even if I try.
Wow.
Ganon.
Papaubaya ka na.
Oo. Another example, me as an overachiever. When it comes to... hoochie coochie. I don't just give you a night to remember. I'll give you an experience you'll never forget.
Ooh.
I'm really just good at it.
How are you going to do that?
Tried.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. Use your imagination. And another example, me as an overachiever. Every time someone tells me I can't do or can't achieve something, I will do whatever it takes, whatever is humanly possible to prove them wrong.
Mm.
Yan, very achiever yan. Kasi parang, ah, ganon. Ah, you doubt me.
Ah, okay. Sige. So you think I can't
do this, I will do exactly what you told me I can't do.
Mm.
Well, obviously, it won't always succeed. But at least you will, like, do everything in your power.
Yeah.
Anything humanly possible to prove them wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Another example.
Example.
I know, right? Me as an overachiever, I can't be just a nominee. I have to win the award. I can't just be a medalist. I have to win the gold. I can't be just a runner-up. I have to win the crown. I can't be just good. I need to be the best.
Yeah.
Number one or nothing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a tiring way to live
life.
It
is, though. It is.
I mean, it's good to always, like, shoot for the win.
Yeah.
But you also need a little bit of grace when it comes to handling situations where you're not the best. Because you can't be the best at everything.
You know, I have a weird thing about this. Because I am an achiever. I wouldn't say I'm an overachiever, but I am an achiever. For example, if I can't be the one to win the most golds, kunyari, let's say, yung record is like, kunyari, out of 10 events, 10 golds.
Mm.
Kung hindi ko kayang gawin yon, I'm actually okay with it, but I would want to have like,
at least
ako yung tipong gusto ko, 2 golds, 1 silver, 1 bronze.
Yes, yeah.
Yung parang basta hindi ako bringing up the rear.
Yung may malaki-laki yung contribution
hindi
mo.
Hindi pa rin ako like nasa lower half.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just need to, ayoko nung isa lang kasi parang people might say it's a fluke.
Right.
So I want to be like, look, I may not have the most golds, but look, I have 2 and a silver and a bronze. Medyo may ganun
akong, we talked about this. Yeah,
thing.
You still want to be above average.
I still want to be above average.
Yeah, close to the top.
Right?
If not the top.
Yun. So I don't have a problem with not being number one, but I would love to be number 2, 3, 4, 5. Hopefully, nandun sa top 5.
Mm-hmm.
Kung kunyari 10.
Yeah.
And another example, me as an overachiever, I can actually eat anything. I don't have allergies. My only allergies actually are incompetence, mediocrity, and failure.
Oh, damn.
Yan ang mga hindi niya kaya. Mag-hives siya pag meron siya ng incompetence, mediocrity, and failure.
You know, it's good because you're always looking to achieve excellence, but at the same time, I do feel like when you let it be known that you're that person, people will be scared to work with you.
You know, that is true. We've talked about this when we talked about silent quitting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember yung whole concept of kunyari feeling mo dapat 100 pesos ang bayad sa'yo, pero 50 pesos lang ang salary mo. But there's that train of thought. Then I'll just give you 50 pesos worth. I'm not going to give you 100 pesos worth. That's my problem. Because I can't. Because I don't like
half-assing anything.
Like put you output for me.
Right.
Because it will speak for me. Even if, let's say, I know I can do a 10. If I just gave a 5 because you're not paying me enough, I would feel horrible because people who will witness my work will think I can only do a 5.
The image might stick.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, I have a hard time with that. So, I can't. I know it'll sound funny and very Lea Michele, but I just have to give it my best all the time because I can't have people saying I'm mediocre. So, totoo. Like I really can't. I have to, like, minsan yung gusto mo mag-statement, so may statement ka. Pero yung mga taong makaka-witness niya, lalo na for us, we're such a public, you know, kind of thing. Kunyari, binarat ka sa hosting, ano, magiging malamya ka. So everyone watching will think, malamya ka na host. And I don't want that.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's frustrating. You still have to be amazing, even if you feel like nabarat ka, di ba, or something. So, yeah, it's a thing. But it is an overachiever trait.
Yeah,
you know, you don't like people seeing the bad side of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to join us, you know what to do. Send them over. Nick, please, you know, feel free. I know baka puyat kayo jet lag, but come on over. Join us. Send them over to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag me as an overachiever in all your posts.
And again, the text line for your requests and shout outs, 0961-1367-931. It's a Thursday with Chico and Hazel, just the two of us today.
Yes.
So join us all the way till 10, only on The Monster. Manila's hottest Monster, RX93.1, to get things started on The Morning Rush. Let's say good morning to some monsters locked in, checking out the text line. Yes, early bird greets because we need to restart the program.
Yes.
So let's say good morning to, there you go. Hello, good morning to Juice Blank. Also to Yon Tifian. Hi to Jay Ocampo and to Edrickins. Good morning to Alan and to Renz. We have Jade locked in as well. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Just reminding everyone, we do have those Jonas Brothers tickets to give away on the show. So y'all better join us all the way till 10 and find out how we're going to give away those tickets. We're going to do it via the hotline, FYI, 86319393. So get ready to call that number. So who knows? It might just go to you. On The Morning Rush, only on The Monster. Good morning.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster, RX93.1. Time for some tea. Let's start with Kelly Rowland. So her team addressed Kelly's decision to walk off the set of the Today Show by not acknowledging it at all.
Oh.
According to Yvette Noel Shore, in a statement released Tuesday, after 28 years of knowing her, Kelly Rowland remains one of the kindest, most amiable humans I've ever met and have had the blessing to represent. So that's all she said. Yes, that's all she said.
So what did that clear up?
That she's one of the the kindest, most amiable humans that her team's ever met.
Okay. Okay.
So, but yeah, I do think she's a lovely person.
Totoo
because
naman.
If she weren't, I don't think like Hoda would be so nice about it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, like everybody else, I think, from the Today Show. They were
for me. No shade to anyone, pero you know, like I don't know kasi if they're friends or how well they know each other. Sa akin kasi, I'm pretty sure she had very good reasons.
Yeah.
Why it was unacceptable for her. Pero for me, rather than walk out, like you could just tell them the problem. I mean, you know what I mean. Like, rather than just walking out and like, ay, bahala kayo sa buhay niyo.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, ask somebody, you know what, this dressing
maybe
room.
Maybe she did.
Oh, then I would say it if it were true. Hindi kasi rather than me looking bad. Kasi if I were Kelly, people might think, you know, hello, nahiya naman kami sa'yo, napaka-diva mo. I'm sure kasi Beyonce. You know what I mean? That kind of talk. So for me, I would be like, you know what? This is what happened. You know, these are the reasons why I need the room to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I told production and they didn't. So, kasi ngayon parang siya yung bad guy eh.
Yeah.
It seems like she's being a diva and she's being difficult. So, medyo for me, if that were the case, I would say it. I have a feeling she didn't. Because the fact that they're skirting the issue and just saying she's one of the nicest, kindest, means she probably just stormed out. Maybe she was like, I'm over this. Bye.
Maybe we'll never know.
Yun eh, diba? So for me lang, you know, I'm pretty sure medyo nagdiva siya ng konti. Pero
of course.
For me, parang
at
like...
At least a little.
You could have just told them
yeah.
what was... and maybe like let them scramble, let them scurry about.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kunyari nalaman ni, yun, like Hoda was saying, you know, next time we'll share my dressing room.
Yeah.
You know what? And if I were the host, I'd do that too, whether I like the guest or not, rather than not have a guest.
Right.
Yeah.
In other news, Jimmy Kimmel hinted his late night talk show will come to an end after his contract expires in 2025. According to Jimmy, I think this is my final contract. I hate to even say it because everyone's laughing at me now each time I think that, and then it turns out to be not the case. I still have a little more than 2 years left on my contract, and that seems pretty good. That seems like enough. Jimmy also explained that preparing to host the 2024 Oscars has also added to his desire to retire. And apparently, he already was planning to retire right around the time when the strike started.
Yeah.
So, he did say he was very intent on retiring around that time, but it was the strike itself that made him realize, oh yeah, it's kind of nice to work.
Yeah.
So he also said, I'm Tom Brady without any rings or any fingers. Referring to Tom Brady famously retiring and then unretiring before retiring once more. I don't know. I like him. I like Jimmy.
Me too. Yeah. It's just so weird that we have like two nighttime talk show hosts.
Named Jimmy.
So it's like sometimes I'm like, wait, which Jimmy are we talking about?
So Jimmy Kimmel has been hosting the popular ABC late night talk show since 2003. He recently celebrated his 20th anniversary of the show with the same guests who appeared on the very first episode.
Parang they were the second peak of, you know, late night talk shows. You know, when you had like the two Jimmys and what's the other boy's name?
Seth.
No.
Oh, which one?
Theater boy. The singer. He carpool karaoke.
James
Corden. You know, like, it was like, at their peak, like, everyone was so into it. Ngayon kasi medyo parang nag-die down na ng konti.
Right.
Parang they're not as visible as before. And I would say the first peak of late night talk show hosts were like, hello, David Letterman, Conan O'Brien.
Jay Leno.
I would say that was also a peak.
True.
So it's kind of sad when you see them one by one retiring. Hopefully Jimmy Fallon doesn't retire anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, expect new blood.
Yeah, that's always what happens. But they come in batches.
Right? And you know, like now we have a lot. We have, you know, Stephen Colbert. We have Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
So meron namang new talent that's being infused. Pero yeah, we're going to miss Jimmy. Pero 2 years pa naman.
Yeah, that's true. The contract is still good.
We're still good for the next
good.
Until 2026. So we're okay.
In other news, last for today, Normani just announced she will be releasing her debut album Dopamine this year. She posted the album artwork on Insta, which features the black leather bikini clad singer riding on top of a black rocket. Crying, typing this right now. Dopamine, the album, she captioned the post. Now that's not the actual tea. The tea is somebody on X clocked that Normani was basically behind her own stan account on X because she posted using the
Normani
account at Normani Nation, all caps, what is happening, and a screenshot of Normani's official Instagram account. So basically, you know how it is when artists are about to release something, diba? Mm-hmm. To drum up interest, they would delete everything. Mm-hmm. So zero posts, walang profile photo. So it was a screenshot of basically that, except yung pinost niya, hindi niya na-crop. So you could see dun sa ilalim, yung pag it's your account that's open, yung yeah. There's that option to add like a new post. And you can also see on top, yung option na edit profile. Which means, you basically took a screenshot of your own Instagram account that was logged in.
And she was also clocked. Alam mo ba yun, naka-live siya?
Tapos, yeah.
Tapos yung sabi niya yung parang
yung like, there was a friend.
Oh, look, somebody was saying, I can't wait for ganyan. Sabi ng friend, Where?
How'd they know?
How do they know?
Tapos binulungan niya. Oh my gosh. So, sabi naman ng mga tao, maybe it's just her, like, social media team or whatever. No. Obviously, that person probably has, like, access to all her accounts. And
remember, she's already a living, walking, talking meme. Yung the way she would always tease new material. Because remember, when she left her group, that is the thing, to go solo, right? Uh-huh. But people were saying, where's the solo? Like, you've never released music. And people
she
who are...
She has naman.
One. Hindi yung nga sabi nila, parang like, she has like two. And it's been how long since she left the group? And people were like saying parang...
Parang walang follow through kasi.
Wala talaga. And it's always... And she's always teasing that new music coming up and then nothing. New music coming up and then nothing. Like, for example, the difference between her and Rihanna. Rihanna doesn't tease new music.
Yeah.
That's why people are just like, give us a new album. Give us new stuff. We're like, we love your stuff. Ito nga, parang... Akala ko ba kaya ka umalis kasi nga gusto mo ng solo music? But where is it? And it's been like a running joke, at least on X.
Yeah.
Now it's been a running joke na parang...
Wale.
Parang...
But when you think
about
it...
Your two-song solo career.
You know what? You should be your own number one fan. So if Normani wants to have her own stan account on X and like... tweet like... Tapos na screenshot nila yung mga... tweets nung account na yon, yung parang a photo of Normani, tapos mother. It's just funny. No shade.
Shade.
But there you go. That's the tea for today. If you want to sound off, you can do that via X at RX931 or the text line 0961-1367-931.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. But let's start off with some greets.
Yes, checking out the text line. Good morning, Pawis Niakla. Saying hello to Akira, Jolo, Jello, Mickey, Nate, and all the Rusher Aces. Butter Baby says, going home from training. Last training day before the race this Sunday. Hello, UP Dragon Boat team. Good luck, you guys. Hi to Chris Chan. On the way to work, Tepi and Chris. Good morning. Hello to Jade as well. And saying hello to Mitch and to Kath, who says, yay, listening live. What's up to Ronaldo Quino and to Edward Villona? Mommy Kathy says, good morning. Please say hello to Avery. They're on the way to school. Mela is also locked in. So is Angel Lazaro. Jose Mario Caballo says, good morning. Tuned in on the way to Tagaytay.
Oh, take nice. Care.
Hello to Angeli and Tamar. Also, we're saying happy birthday, Angeli.
Happy birthday.
She says it's her 30th birthday today, and she'd like to request a birthday blend on YouTube Live later. So we have to remember to do that for her. Hello to Tita Jules. Good morning. And nakita nyo na siguro yung Vanity Fair. Yes. Yes. And yes.
Oh, I have not.
You haven't?
I have not.
Barry Keoghan?
I will check it out.
It's on X. Check it out now. Hello to Jerome Santos and to Jennifer Espiritu. Jerome says, you guys make my mornings bearable/better. Thank you. And Bon Voyage says, good morning to his future self. Well, you looking at it now?
I'm still getting there.
Okay, Juice Blank says hello. And also Chef Pau says congratulations to Celine Sandoval on her wedding to Hans Warlow Sandoval. They're both silent brushers. Hello to Nina Hidalgo and her daughter, Anissa. Also saying good morning to ATLA. It's ATLA day today, according to this person. What's ATLA again?
Avatar.
Oh, there you go. Yes, we talked about this yesterday. Hello to Genshin and Pato. And good morning to Kuya M, who sent us the Barry Keoghan Vanity Fair photo. Cage Queen is also locked in. And Zyra, hello.
All right.
And?
I'm looking at the cover. Yeah, that was nice.
Very cute.
I saw the cover. Ang liit niya talaga, no?
Yeah.
Like, he's really so small compared to everybody else.
Parang bite size ganun.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yeah, bite size. Definitely.
Fun size.
Let's not use that. Let's not use that term, okay?
Why not?
Yeah. At saka ano siya talaga, no? Like, hubadero.
Yeah.
Like, ang hilig niyang, like, you would think he would...
Very free.
He would stay away from it after the whole salt burn thing.
Oh, no.
No.
Not the case. Which I like.
Hello, did you see his, ano, his hot ones?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Diba? I saw, no,
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh, I watched the whole thing. Hello, duh. Pero, like, gets, yung parang may ano siya doon na, because he was wearing basically, ano, wife beater, tapos aww, naka-jacket siya na malaki. Tapos parang like, syempre, ano, parang like, oh, should I take off my jacket because this is so hot? So, oh yeah, sure. So, tapos parang may ano siya, yung parang may wink-wink siya na parang, I'll save it for a bit later on, ganyan. Because I know you want it. Yung, like, he's owning it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't mind if people, like, objectify him.
I like
he doesn't
that.
Have a problem with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just
it's
go
like,
with it.
You're thirsty? Okay, fine. Go
enjoy
for it.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Exactly.
Until the next hot one comes along, you know?
Exactly. Just go. And, okay, so here we go. Let's do our top 10 for today. Let us thank, of course, our topic sender, ever reliable Patrick Starlord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Me as an overachiever. And thank you. We're trending number 3 in the
yay,
Philippines. Let's start off with Genshin Impacto.
Number 10.
Me as an overachiever, I want to excel not only in academics, but also in extracurricular activities.
Oh yeah, you have to be well-rounded.
Well-rounded is the way to go. Oh, one of my closest friends, when we were graduating grade school. He was first honorable mention, so that's third place. Diba no? Valedictorian, salutatorian,
first honorable mention.
Basta parang ganon, something like that. One of the honorable mentions. Pero, he had the most medals.
Because of yung, all the extracurriculars.
Oo, yung parang, like by the end of the awards, parang 13 medals siya. Tapos, like, iba-iba. Yung parang sinasabi ko sa iyo, meron siyang gold, meron siyang silver, meron siyang bronze. In the different subjects. Kasi each subject
may mga
will have
best
a,
in blank.
Parang ganon. So, best in English. Oh, edi, gold, medal, silver. Tapos, ano rin siya? Like, leadership award, parang art club award. Basta ganon, yung something like that.
Kasi kind of follows. When you're, you know, one of the academic tops in school,
yeah,
usually you'd also be running the student government and all that stuff.
Exactly. Yun nga, di ba iba kasi very, it's all academics. Tapos
parang
they don't excel in the
uso.
Other. Yung all subjects, ganon. And then, meron din naman yung like, yun nga, na hindi ko yung number one, pero you trumped everybody else. You ended up with the most medals. So, you know, some people would probably be like, okay lang na isa lang yung award ko basta valedictorian. Mm. Ako kasi I really prefer the...
Madami.
Gusto ko yung ikaw yung pinakamaraming medals.
True.
I mean, it may be very jack of all trades but master of none, but if I have a gold medal, a couple of gold medals, okay na ako dun. Plus, ako yung pinakamarami.
Yeah.
Gets? Ang medyo ayoko yung tipong I have the most medals pero walang gold.
Wala at all. Right?
It's all silver and bronze. Ayoko naman nun. Pero yun nga, give me a couple, not just one kasi magiging fluke yun. So at least 2-3 would be optimal. And then the rest, silver, bronze, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Diba? Kasi in a weird way, parang ikaw yung gold medal ng tally.
Mm.
Kasi ikaw yung pinakamarami.
Parang pag-Olympics, diba?
Oo, parang ikaw yung number one kahit mas konti yung gold mo.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, I like it. And coming from Rhyme and Reason.
Number 9.
Every time I finish workouts at the gym, I do a post-assessment of myself, whether I did a better job today or a better job yesterday than today, and checking my notes and recorded videos.
Ah.
Hindi ako matyaga kasi sa ganyan.
Ako din.
Yung mga may mga, parang may mga Excel ka pa, tally. Just not my thing. I mean, obviously that's the goal. But I wouldn't go so far as to, I don't know, write down my results.
I wish I had the patience to do it.
Same. I mean, I don't judge it. I'm just saying I don't have the energy for it.
Yeah.
From Fitz Villafuerte.
Number 8.
Oh, speaking of graduation, me as an overachiever, I don't just want to be a valedictorian. I want a school award named after me.
Papalitan na nila yung, like, if kunyari may trophy or uh-oh, something.
Yung parang, kunyari ganun, yung pinakamaraming award, it will be the Chico Garcia Achievement Award.
Wow.
Yun. I mean, obviously not now, pero eventually that's your goal. Na you will excel so much that they will name an award for you.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
It's kind of like when they name a street after you, or yung mga ganon.
Usually kasi yung mga ganyan, minsan yung award, it's because they're the donors. Ayoko nung ganon. Gusto ko yung...
By merit.
By merit. Because I had so many achievements, they felt like they needed to create an award of excellence in my name.
Kasi ikaw yung definition.
Parang ikaw yung ano na eh, goal.
Of, yeah, exactly.
You're the yardstick that everyone is measured against. Coming from Adventure.
Number seven.
Pag may nagtanong ng lugar sa akin, hindi lang lugar yung isasagot ko. May kasama pang ano yung pwede nilang sakyan, magkano ang pamasahe, etc.
Wow, like giving extra information.
Extra information.
Because you kind of know that they would need that information. It's not just because, alam mo yun, nagmamagaling ka lang. You're actually just seeing the whole picture.
I super love that when I'm asking people something, when they give you all the information, not just the one that you asked for. Para, kasi parang naisip po na, oo nga, no, itatanong ko rin pala sa kanya after that. So, kunyari, sa nakakabili ng blank.
Mm.
So may sasagot sa'yo, try mo sa Rustans. Talaga, magkano ba dun? Anong store mo nakita? Gets? Yung parang, so pag may nagtanong sa'yo, i-layout mo na, meron sa ganitong store, ganito yung presyo, blah, 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 blah. Ito yung colors na available. So, yeah, I mean, it saves you as the source of information a lot of time as well.
I feel like I kind of function that way.
Yeah.
Like when I give instructions, I like giving
complete
instructions and whatever else might be needed.
Yeah.
Because I
parang do... Parang di pa balik-balik.
Yeah, alam ko na yung parang, tas tatanungin to. Is, you know, to save us all the trouble, like let me just like put everything, all the details needed. Tapos yun na yun.
Yeah.
Para one go na lang, di ba?
Yeah. At saka something as simple as directions.
Yeah.
Minsan yung merong directions na very general, gusto ko yung very detailed. O, pag nakita mo na yung bahay na red yung bobong, na green yung gate, dun ka, yung katapat nun na street, dun ka kakaliwa. Tapos yung gano'n, yung I really like it because it's so specific and it leaves no room for misinterpretation.
I think yan yung talagang masasabi mong detail-oriented.
Yeah. Yeah. Ako din, I like that. I like being that and I like
getting
dealing
that
with people who
same
are that.
And I think that's why we're like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we also like.
Yeah. I people say that I do give very good directions. Kasi napaka-specific.
Mm.
And from, let me see here. 7070.
Number six.
If I win without learning anything new, then I feel like I didn't win at all. No?
It's all about the takeaway.
It's the takeaway. So even if, let's say, if it's sports, yung parang like... I need to learn something about my rivals.
Mm.
Learn something about myself. Maybe I realized this is a weakness of mine. I almost lost.
This is what
I
need to work on.
This is what I need to work on.
Yeah.
So ganon.
Ito yung weakness niya para like, next time. Alam ko
yes.
na.
But learning doesn't stop.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ako, I feel this way with careers.
Yeah.
Kahit ano ka na, kahit like old-timer ka na, you're already one of the senior people in your industry, or even if you're like an icon or a legend, you will still learn something new every day.
Exactly.
There really is something fresh, something
I think the
something
day
different to learn.
That you stop learning or trying to learn is probably the day you should call it a career.
Totoo. Hindi kasi like, for example nga, kunyari you're the quote-unquote expert in your field. Pag may mga newbies, magugulat ka, you can still get certain insights that are like, I never thought of that.
Mm.
You know, something fresh. Something
different.
As they say, innovative.
Prison, honey.
So,
I
can't. New and innovative.
Innovative. Prison, honey. Ano? Yun ba yung advocacy mo? sige ka, yung Gram Squad, huhulihin na tayo. Ano
hindi
ba?
Naman,
yun yung mga super commonly mispronounced it. Diba? Innovative advocacy.
Yeah.
There's so many more.
Yeah.
Ang da yung super common words.
Hindi, pero kasi, for me,
yung nasa TikTok.
Ay, stop.
Yung hiatus. Ano yung sabi? Paano nakita natin ang video?
Hiatus. Hindi, pero like for example, nakakatawa yung, for me, more than anything else, yung innovative. Kasi parang, I think people make that mistake because it sounds fancier.
Innovative.
Parang British feeling. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that...
Ayan din, sabi ni Auntie Fian, yeah, ceremony. A lot of people say ceremony.
Ceremony.
And sabi ni Renz, yung...
Category.
Epitome.
Epitome!
Epitome! Yeah. I mean, you know what? Nothing wrong with mispronouncing stuff, but yeah, I mean, if you can pronounce it correctly, better.
Right? Ay, yung epitome, ano yun eh, di ba? Yun yung... Mag-whistle ka sa akin.
Ano mag-whistle ako sa'yo?
Epitome.
Aray ko.
Sumayan sa mga.
I've been attacked by my own mic.
Epitome. Diba? Whistlean
mo. Epitome, baby.
Ayun, diba? And coming from Chasing Charles.
Number five.
I won't accept a new job if the salary is not twice as what I'm receiving right now. Lal, I think this applies if you're actually good. Yung good ka na sa work mo.
Mm.
Yung parang for me, diba, that's, they always say better the devil you know.
Yeah.
So when you're moving to a new job, you don't know how stable your position will be.
Mm-hmm.
So parang at the very least, make it worth it by giving me double of what I'm getting. Kasi
it's a risk.
It's a big risk. Now, it's like I said, if you're good, you know, where you are. But if you're miserable, of course, that's a different story.
If you're suffering mentally.
I would take even lower salary.
Maybe even physically already.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I would not even think twice. You don't have to give me more. You know, just give me a somewhere else to go.
Pag sobrang toxic na.
Oo. And from Juice Blank.
Number four.
Me as an overachiever? Eh, wala kayo sa akin. Diabetic na, may hypertension pa. Parang yun yung mahirap na overachiever ka.
Oo.
Pagdating sa mga
it's
ganyan.
It's the last thing you want.
And it's really the worst.
Pero I think parang ano, may tendency na pag may isa nang na-detect, yung sunod-sunod na siya.
Sunod-sunod, no. And it's really the saddest when like, when you, and it does, you'd be surprised, ah. Because I was going to say, parang you really reach a certain age na isa-isa na silang, they start rearing their ugly heads. But you'd be surprised. I'm not even talking about like 50s. Diba? These things come out in your 30s, in your 40s. Sometimes even your
20s. Even earlier, yeah.
So, yeah. Like, it's not fun.
But I guess it's better that you know now.
It's true.
As early as possible so you can, you know, treat it earlier.
Make lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
And from Arabin.
Number three.
I love this entry. It's so overachiever talaga. I'm not an overachiever. Just an achiever. I'm always at 100%. I mean, I can't be 101% because that doesn't exist.
I know some people who hate that.
Same.
Yung 110%.
Tsaka yung 5,000%.
It doesn't even make sense.
Pero usually sa ano, nakikita ko yan sa like, yung mga talent shows.
Mm.
Pag yung mga kanya, America's Got Talent, ganyan. Like, so, is it a yes? Oh, what, 1,000%.
Yeah, that's
like, di ba
that's
pag
true.
Yung sobrang gusto nila yung act? And they always say that. They always say like, 110%.
Of course. They just wanna, you know, exaggerate. Para talagang alam mo na.
Pero fans of math and language will always say, well, if you were able to reach 5,000%, then that's your 100%.
Exactly.
It's still 100%. No matter how much you love it, it will still be 100%.
Yeah.
Because if you can go to 101, then your 100% was not your 100%.
There you go.
It was your 99.999%.
It's just sometimes fun to say.
I know. Ano yan, tawag dyan, hyperbole.
Yeah, exactly.
Hyperbole.
I thought you were gonna say hyperbole. Stop.
Ay, nako. And from Baba Ganoush.
Number two.
Me as an overachiever, pag may hinihinging deliverable, I cannot just give exactly what the client asked for. I make sure it includes things they need but did not think of.
Ayan. Again. Diba? Paying attention to the little details.
Yes. So, you give them 101%.
Bumalik sa 101. Ito, Dalmatians.
So, alam mo yun, yung parang like, ito lang naman yung hiningi mo. Pero, you know, dadagdagan ko ng mga additional stuff.
You go above and beyond.
Above and beyond. And you know what? That's very impressive. Tapos hindi ka ano, yung parang ano na yan, freebie mo na yun. Mm. Na parang, oh, sinama ko na yung ganito. Yung,
yeah.
Kunyari, for example, ano ka, architect ka. Tapos medyo sinamaan mo pa ng konting landscaping or whatever na dinagdag mo na. Yung like, oh wow, thank you. Mm. And that's a great thing, you know, and you'll get repeat business for that.
You know, when I have like voiceover projects and stuff, like, or yung ako yung magpa-produce, ganyan, mm. Sometimes they don't really ask for different versions. They just want you to send them in one. But I make it a point to send like maybe three different versions with three different background music. Para my choice na sila. And then they can pick what they like. And if there's a revision, then that's what we'll go with.
Or minsan, alam mo yung like hindi naman sila nag-specify.
Mm.
And then you give them one that's snappier and faster. One that's a little bit more dramatic.
Yes.
Na hindi naman nila hinihingi.
But you
pero,
know,
hey.
It's up to you.
At least now you have more choices.
You have options.
And the top.
And the top entry. Number one.
Me as an overachiever comes from Mike Ferrer.
Mike Ferrer says,
my definition of late is not when I come in after the scheduled time. It's when someone else comes earlier than me.
Pagkaunahan ka, late ka na.
Kailangan siya yung unang-una. To be honest, you know, I'm always early, but to be honest, I don't like being the first in a place. Like for example, like the office. I'm thinking office kasi. Yung ako yung unang-unang dadating.
Ikaw magbubukas ng door.
I would be so scared.
Ikaw yung mag-unlock
ng even
office.
Here nga, like I'm not alone naman. Like the techs are here. Mm. But, you know, that few minutes that I'm here by myself, I'm really like, no, 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 there's nothing here except me. Yun lang yung part about coming in early that I don't like.
Sige, I'm going to overachieve tomorrow. Maybe surprise you again. And get here first.
Kasi naka all black ka.
Oo, tapos yung buhok lang yung
buhok
makikita mo ulit.
Buhok nakatakip sa mukha. But there you go. Me as an overachiever. We will have another batch coming right up. But when we come back, we will be on TikTok Live.
Oh, yes. We'll see you there. But of course, we do have a giveaway for you. Jonas Brothers tickets. And if you're interested, you can call us up in a bit. 86-319-393 on the Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on TikTok.
We are on TikTok at RX 931 for us on TikTok. So if you're not following us yet, make sure to follow us and check us out. We are also there. I mean, we have personal accounts there. Hazel RX 931 for me and Chico Garcia 36 for Chico.
Parang ano, parang masama, parang labag sa loob mo yung...
Hindi naman.
Pag sinasabi mo yung Chico Garcia 36.
Actually, ano yun? Buong puso.
Okay, good.
So,
Both of them.
So, go ahead and join us. Just post something in the comment section so we can say hello to you. Hello to Tim Lopez and to CJ Cove also. Hello to Boss Efril. And we're saying good morning to Ellie, who's watching. Dry One is watching. And Van Choi, Andrea, Andy and Grace, thank you for tuning in. Hi to Mommy Kathy. Hello, Ellie. And also good morning to everybody texting us right now. 0961-1367-931. Hello to Buesi Juayme. Finally, I can listen to the live stream now. Good morning. Hi to Gene Mbuido and Mika, his wife. Hello to Mayi. Also saying good morning to Adrikins, who says, congratulations, Janice. Deserve our winner earlier.
Yes! I'm so excited for her.
Butter Baby had some words of motivation for her kanina. Janice, kapit! Bago yan!
Yes, exactly.
So I guess alam niya yung sagot dun sa last one. Good morning, Christer. And also saying hello to Renz again and hello to Bugs Titanes, who says, hindi nagwagi ang mga buwitre. Hello to Yon Tifian. Good morning, Karen. Also saying hello to Chinito Ken. And what's up to Angel Lazaro? Adds to the list of commonly mispronounced words. Sabi niya yung scarce and scarcity.
Oh,
that's true. Hello to Juice Blank, to Coco Hernandez as well. And hi to Kath. And I think that's it for now for greets.
And hello to Papi, their two-year-old Shih Tzu. That's from Roselle. Hello, Papi.
Aww, tapos kasantahin mo yung song ni J-Lo sa kanya every single day.
Alaya, Papi. And here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Patrick Starlord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Me as an overachiever. Let's start off with Mike Ferrer.
Number 10.
Sick leave, vacation leave. Ano yun? The day you don't see me at work is the day I retire. Grabe naman yun.
That's not good.
You need a break.
Kahit physically, walang problema. Mentally, you need it. Kasi you need to detach for a little bit.
That's true.
And you know, that's sometimes, that's when you do your best work. When you go away for a little bit and then you come back. And
that's
you're
true.
Like,
parang recharged.
And,
from the Super Malice Guy.
Number nine.
Me as an overachiever, the grass is greener on the other side does not apply to me because the grass is always greener where I am. Oh, that's
I like that.
Nice.
It's like, ako ang nagdadala ng magandang damo dito.
Oh.
Kasi grassy.
Okay. Hindi, pero totoo. Yung parang ikaw nagdadala ng sunshine, ng wetness, ng moisture. Hindi, like, di ba? Like, that's what grass needs. Like, pag walang ulan, di ba, nagba-brown yung grass. So, yeah, I get it. You bring the nutrients. Next up for Moon Phase.
Number eight.
Me as an overachiever, my goal is not to fit in. What I want is to stand out.
Because some people, they like just, you know, being very low-key and magbablend ka lang sa background. As long as hindi ka naman siguro masisilip to be one of the worst.
Yes.
Okay na yun for some. Actually, some would even prefer it because they don't like the attention. Mm-hmm. Pero ako ay, no, I don't like yung ano lang. I would like the spotlight. And especially if I know that I excel at whatever that is.
You know, that is true. Although my thing is a little bit in the middle. I like to disappear in the background at first. And then I
ano kay sneak attack kay
in key
yung
moments biglang bam
Alexis Mateo
like bam gets yung parang bigla na lang where did that come from and like ang galing pala niya yeah
that's
I like
the
to play it that
between
way.
The two of us I think in terms of our style kasi ako I like to make an impact immediately.
Ako hindi.
I like to announce my arrival let's just say parang y'all have to know that I've arrived. I'm here.
Mm-mm.
And then after that, that's when I kind of like, okay, pwede na ako mag-relax kasi alam na nila na-establish ko na yung ano dito.
Ako baligtad.
Parang ano, na-claim ko na, naihian ko na yung territory. Like a dog, you know what I mean? Like you just
I hope I'm never your territory.
Kasi di ba, parang you have to mark your territory.
I'm not really into that.
Yung parang just so y'all know, I own y'all.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna let you shine. I can like,
parang I can chill for
a little
bit
now that you know.
Ako naman hindi. Gusto ko talaga yung may bulaga. Yung parang bigla.
Baligtad ka.
Oo, yung parang like,
ikaw yung pag nag-rest na ako, ikaw naman yung biglang.
Oo, tas
biglang.
Tsaka yung alam mo yung parang very ano, very yung, parang remember, if you're watching it lang, if you're yung Survivor Australia, si Kirby, yung bigla na lang meron siyang amazing move dun sa isang challenge na, why didn't we think of that? You know what I mean? Yung akala mo napaka-quiet lang in one corner, tapos biglang merong boosh.
Pero you know what? People like you, kayo yung nagmamotivate sa people like me to reclaim the top spot.
Ah, kasi parang biglang mapapa.
Kasi parang, oh, may challenger sa
I'm a challenger? Oo nga.
And suddenly, I'm like, back on my A game kasi parang na-realize ko, ay, parang may ano
overshadow
na threaten
yung
ano. Oh.
I bet that's what you said. No? Siguro nung nakita bigla nag-excel na ako sa mo. This sweet young thing. I mean, how sneaky. I thought she was just this innocent little girl and like, but now you know what, girl? I'm back and I'm
TBH,
here.
TBH. Never ko sinabi about
Sabi mo,
sweet young sabi mo, thing.
Sabi mo, this nubile young hottie. I mean, you
alam
know.
Alam mo, i-drop mo yung NU. Tanggalin mo yung...
Just bile?
Just bile.
Ay, nako. Call me Simone Bile.
Si Simone.
And coming from Fitz Villafuerte.
Number seven.
Me as an overachiever, I needed to turn one room into a display room for all my awards, trophies, and medals.
Wow. I mean, good if you know, you were able to keep everything. Kasi minsan pag sobrang dami na, alam mo yung you tend to not care for them as much.
Yeah, that's
like, for
true.
Example, Serena Williams. We know she's like, hello, one of the most decorated athletes ever. So, yung ibang trophy niya, yung parang in random places or parang yung iba, hindi na niya alam kung nasaan.
Exactly.
And but of course, she has like
yung Grand Slam.
Her favorites na parang not even like lahat ng Grand
not
Slam,
even?
I think parang very ano eh. Meron siya mga certain like tournaments na yon super favorite or even specific years now when she won it very special
Wimbledon kasi parang pwede mo siyang kasi plato siya eh.
But then,
so pwede mo siyang alam mo yung hindi siya parang you see only half kasi naka parang naka side by side
ang dami niya na rin ang dami niya rin noon
tas medyo diagonal para half yung alam mo yung pwede mo sila squeeze in together but it still looks like amazing right
true.
Like in one but I would and coming from Pawis ni Akira.
Number six.
Me as an overachiever, hindi enough na may hypertension ako. Meron din akong diabetes, gout, at fatty liver. Oh, anong sinabi ng sakit ng likod nyo, mga kamillennial?
Para sila ng konti si Juice Blanc ng entry.
Tinamo. Kahit millennial, sumasakit yung likod. Sinakasar niyo ako pag nagre-reklamo ko ng sakit yung likod ko.
Kasi akala ko ba Gen Z ka, sabi mo? Gen Alpha.
Ah, sige, fine. I'm late millennial. Late millennial.
Ako yun.
Cusp
ako
eh.
Yun. Ako yung late
cusp
na millennial.
Ako cusp ako oo. Yung konti na lang, had I been born a little
like
later.
Like maybe a year later.
I'd be Gen Z na.
You would have made the cut.
Yeah. From Sophia. From Sophia.
Number five.
From Sophia lang. Me as an overachiever, my mom told me she would give me 1K for every best in subject award I get. But 20K if I win all. Kumbaga, all subjects, siya yung number one. So I did for 2 years.
Wow!
Uy, that's hard to achieve, huh? Like, can you imagine? Kahit sabi mo pang in your class lang, parang to be number one in all the subjects? Wow.
Sobrang, ano siya nun, hyper-focused siguro sa academics.
Wow. I've done that 1 year. Di ba, I told you nga, yung they kind of put me in a parang regular section.
Ito na lang. Bago ka na.
Bago ako na din mo. Hindi, na-promote.
Hindi, na-promote ka kasi muna.
Na-promote ako muna.
And then na-demote ka na.
Hindi, actually, yung demote sa ano yun eh. High school yun eh. Kasi
okay.
From the get-go, based on the exams, honor section agad ako.
Mm-mm.
Kasi based on ano lang yun eh. Yung, di ba mag-exam ka before high school?
Right.
Yun. Based on that, nilagay ako sa honor section.
Wait, but may exam ka pa for high school?
Meron
and
kami.
And then ka naman
nag-elementary,
di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's weird.
Ganun. Yeah. So, kasi it wasn't based on grades. Kasi based on grades, hindi rin ako i-honor section. Because I don't think I'm in the top 30 of my year. So, it was based on the exam. So, I guess I did well in the exam.
Mm.
So, honor section. Pero pagdating mo sa second year, based na on grades. From
okay.
Sa first year.
Mm.
Yun. Talaga ako sa semi-honor section.
I can't with this.
I cannot.
Secondhand shame. No, just kidding. No shade to those who... Who aren't
a semi-honor section. Whatever. Whatever. And from 77. 77.
Number four.
Me as an overachiever, I always want to win with a comfortable lead so no one can contest my victory. Ayaw niya nung, alam mo yung photo finish? Yung kailangan pang tignan sa camera. Kasi people can always say, I think the other one won.
And also yung tipong, kunyari sa basketball, yung baka parang Chamba lang. Last
yes.
minute. Counted ba o hindi counted?
Yun.
Or baka kasi may questionable foul that happened earlier in the game.
Exactly.
Alam mo, ang daming pwedeng balikan na moments na, well, if they had made the right call dun sa instance na yun, pwedeng ganito, pwedeng ganito. But,
pag
if
malaki
you
lamang,
comfortably, walang duda.
Ay, wala talaga. Alam mo yung kahit sabihin mo pa na, eh, kahit naman sa kanila napunta yung bola, sa blah, 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 eh.
Wala pa rin,
di ba? So, yeah. I do get it, though. Like, I enjoy the idea of
a comfortable lead. Same.
From Chasing Charles.
Number three.
I like this. Me as an overachiever, on a good day, I am exceptional. On a bad day, I'm still very good. Still better than most.
Amen.
Kasi diba, pag nasa 100 ka, even at 80, hello, all the 79 and below, mas magaling ka pa rin sa kanila. But that's already like a good 20% lower than your usual, right? So, I agree.
Ditto.
Some people talaga, even at reduced capacity, napakagaling. Diba? And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number two.
Me as an overachiever, I have photos of all of my bosses sa cubicle ko. Kala nila kasi lodi ko sila. Ha! When actually, it's a reminder of who I'm targeting to replace. Parang inspiration mo yon.
Tapos pag na-replace mo, tatanggalin
mo. Tatanggalin mo na. Next. Kasi parang ano yan, di ba? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1 being the highest. So pag nakuha mo na yung position ni 5, tanggalin mo na yung picture niya.
So 4 na lang yung picture. 4 na lang yung mas mataas sa'yo.
Tapos pag nakuha mo yung position ni 4, tanggalin mo na rin. 3 na lang. But you know what? If I'm number 1 or 2, pag nakita ko na ganun yung pattern kay 5, 4, and 3, I'd be like,
You'd watch
fired.
Your back. No, you'll just fire them.
You're fired. Nakakatakot. And the top.
And the top entry.
Number one.
Me as an overachiever comes from Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact says,
my favorite line is, hindi lang kita papantayan, lalagpasan pa kita.
Yun yung pag may lodi ka.
Very all about Eve.
Yes.
Yung parang like, you're my lodi. The very thought that I would be on the same level as you is already mind-blowing. Mm. But you know what? I even aim to surpass you. Whew. Yan. Very... For example, Mariah Carey. She was the backup singer of...
Brenda K. Starr.
And then, you know, not only was she able to become a singer herself, but an immensely, ginormously bigger star than Brenda K. Starr ever was. An icon. One of the greats. Pero, di ba? Like, ang galing nung ganung story lang.
Na kaya parang, minsan nakakatakot din maging mentor.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, di naman sa ano. I mean, obviously, it's a cycle, di ba? May nag-mentor din sa'yo, tapos baka nalampasan mo na rin yun. So, ang tendency, mentor, someone, there's always that chance that they will surpass your achievements.
Ako naman kasi, I don't have a problem with them surpassing my
achievements. Kasi in a way, di ba parang victory mo rin yun? Kasi ikaw din yun.
Saka kung tapos na ako, I'm fine with that. Like, go, soar. Ang hirap yung parang all about Eve na yung literally kaya ka pa niyang palitan. Yun yung, like, that's a little bit scary.
Medyo parang magka-level pa rin kayo.
Oo, yung parang active ka pa. Kasi like Brenda K. Starr and Mariah Carey, they're from different generations, you know. And kumbaga parang, okay lang.
Pwede lang i-give.
Pwede naman, oo. And there you go, me as an overachiever. We do have 2 more entries coming up, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
So watch out. Yes, we will all move to Facebook. Also Twitch and YouTube. On the Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And we are live on Facebook.
Yes, we're on Facebook. We're also on YouTube and Twitch. So good morning to everyone joining us. Hello to these texters as well. Dan Lester says good morning. The Incredipaul says good morning, Monsters. Hi, Angeli. Please, pa birthday blend naman for me. It's my 30th birthday. Remember, we did say we would do our birthday blend for Angeli. Jolly. Okay, okay. So happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Anjali.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Parang ang lamyan ng happy. Parang it's giving Moira. Ano yung version na yon?
Acoustic.
Happy birthday. Acoustic version. Yes. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Also saying good morning to Bredman or Chef Chefin, and hello to John Rios from BIL. Hi to Divine. Justin Sayana says hello. Also Coco Hernandez. Good morning to Russ. Hello to Lilo Boy. And Lilo Boy is going to Mindoro.
Oh, nice.
Apple Reef for another free dive adventure.
Apple Reef.
Sounds like fun. Enjoy.
That's nice.
Also saying good morning to Belle C. And hello to Efren na nagbabakasyon or magbabakasyon sa Nueva Ecija.
Mm, nice.
Hello to Dan again, and hello to Prince Dan. Cyril says hi, and also what's up to Luke and Ho DH. Happy almost weekend to you as well. Checking out X now for more greets. Hello to Archer, and good morning to Doc Wins. Have a great day from Archer. Toti Marie, good morning. Juice Blank, also Chef Pao says congratulations to Celine Sandoval again. And hello to Mayo. Anong takeaway nyo kay... Never mind, kasi hindi pa na papanood ni Chico yung episode na yun.
Okay,
so
okay,
I don't
want to
spoil it for him.
Sige.
But I thought the last episode was one of the funniest episodes.
Okay.
Yes, very entertaining, very funny.
Sige, so here we go.
Can we say good morning
to
our visitor?
Yes! Oh my gosh, imported. Imported yung visitor namin today.
Uh-oh. Straight from SG.
Mm-mm.
Hello.
Hello there. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Patrick Starlord. Me as an overachiever. Let's start off with Twin D.
Number 10.
I have my own metrics for success or being great at work. And if you don't meet those standards, you have no right to breathe the same air that I do. So ano, dapat may dala silang oxygen?
May sariling standards.
Alam mo, may dala ng oxygen.
Grabe
na ganun.
Grabe naman. Oo, talo mo pa yung HR.
Oo nga eh. Na-stress naman ako dun. From 7070.
Number 9.
Me as an overachiever. True story. Sa volleyball, yung nang totont at sinasabihan ako na chance ball lang nung nag-spike ako. Pues, sa kanya ko binibigay yung next possession. Ano? Sa kanya ko binibigay next possession yung palo ko. Ano?
Oo, yung next possession, sa kanya niya
isa-spike.
Oo, siya yung targeting niya doon sa next possession.
Tapos, sabay smile tuwing hindi niya nakukuha. So, chance pala, ah.
Ah, ganun.
Eh, bakit laging sa'yo ko pinapapunta yung bola?
Didn't you play volleyball? No. Oh, I did.
I mean, I know how it works if I'm watching. Like, I know the rules and the point system. Kasi in high school, that was next to basketball, that was the other parang...
popular sport.
Yung grabe yung investment namin. Mm. Kasi may class competition.
Yeah.
Yun.
Alam mo, ang masasabi ko lang, because I thought I was really good. Like, I mean, I'm good at volleyball. Kapag yung walang net, yung casual volleyball lang. Pag ganun, mga volleyball sa street, yung mga ganun. But like, it's a different story when you're actually playing an official game. Because I remember when we did it, like, I know that I didn't perform my best.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos hirap na hirap ako. Alam mo, every time it would be my turn to serve, I would dread it. Kasi di ba pag, ano yan, rotation, yan, rotate kayo. My gosh, like, hirap na hirap akong paabutin yung serve ko over the net. Like, as in. I swear to you, as in, laging yun yung dilemma ko pag palapit na yun. Parang gusto ko nang magpasub pag anak at magsiserve na naman ako.
Ako din naman. Pero mas ayoko yung taga-receive ng serve. Because I remember, di ba usually yan, yung, di ba, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yung tatlong nasa likod, sila yung usually pag yung medyo nasa line na yung serve, takot na takot ako. Iniilagang ko yung ball. And they're like, the whole point is to receive the ball, right? Bakit ka tumatakbo talaga?
Alam mo, medyo ganyan ako sa badminton. Pag doubles, yours.
Ayoko talaga.
Yours. Kahit nasa tabi ko yung...
Hindi, badminton kaya ko eh. Kasi, you know, it's just
hindi
a shuttlecock.
Yung,
pero pag yung bola, parang tas ang lakas-lakas mag-serve nung classmate ko. Diyos ko, ayoko talaga.
Sabi nga ni 70-70, ginawa mong dodgeball yung volleyball.
Eh talaga. Eh, kasi naman may pasa ako sa mukha the next
when
day.
When I used to play yon, there was one time na tinamaan ako sa chest. And
oh
I was
God.
Like, oh, I doubled over. As in like, know, right? Sub! Ganon.
Oo naman. Like, ayoko talaga.
Drama queen.
Kasi the thing was, yun nga, alam mo, like, I think 2 years kami nag-champion. Yung ano namin, yung class namin. Pag yung, alam mo yung labanan nung batch.
Mm.
Tapos, my I was so proud of my classmates kasi nga ano kami twice or thrice kami nag-champion ganun. And obviously puro barkada ko yung naglalaro.
Yeah.
Like ang gagaling natin. I was so proud of them kasi we were one of the shortest teams and the nerdiest teams tas ang papayatot na ang liliit na tapos ang gagaling.
But you were winning.
So syempre pag kami pipilitin nila ako maglaro kasi nga barkada nila and I'm like no.
Sabi ni Marcus Beach Volleyball. Thing. That's, you know, I hate that. Kasi I don't like playing sa sand. Kasi yeah. Mas parang it's double the effort.
True. Tsaka dalawa lang kasi, hello. So obviously, dapat magaling ka.
Exactly.
Mas gusto ko na yung, ano, yung anim kayo. Para
you know, I wish may basketball sa school namin, like in high school. Because I think I would have been a better basketball. Well, I am a better basketball player than
Than
I am.
Volleyball.
Volleyball, yeah.
And coming from, let me see here. Coming from Chasing Charles.
Number eight.
Me as an overachiever, name the sport or musical instrument, I can play them. And not just play them, but play them well.
Oh.
Kasi iba yung, kaya ko mag-gitara, kaya ko mag-piano. Pero yung to
play
be good at
well,
it, yeah,
yes.
That's a different thing altogether. The Super Malice Guy says,
Number seven.
Can you tell me how to clap? Because people always do it for me, but I've never done it for others.
Ganon.
Ganon. Ikiklik mo yung nails, long nails mo together.
The middle finger
and
the thumb.
That's the drag queen way of clapping. And from Rhyme and Reason.
Number six.
Me as an overachiever sa buffet, I don't just get food. Dapat pang fine dining din ang plating ko.
Taray.
Alam mo yung tingko ko ka ng food, meron ko pang drizzling of the sauce. And
you
like,
know, I kind of feel that way sometimes sa grocery.
Mm.
When I am at the supermarket, yung sa cart ko,
sa cart mo,
I like organizing my cart.
I used to do that when I was a kid. Pag mom ko yung nag-grocery, tapos ina-ayos ko siya. Kasi I imagine I'm a bus driver.
Mm.
Tapos yung students, yung the items.
Oh.
Yung like, yung mga lata, yung mga tetra pack, ganyan. Tapos pag dinump na nung mom ko sa cart, parang in my head lang to, hindi ko to sinasabi out loud. Parang, dito ka umupo. Tabi kayo ni, tabi
Naiyak
kayo
ka
ni.
Naiyak ko pa sa mom.
Oh, okay, kasi hello, baka isipin niya weirdo ako. And
well.
Like,
parang you not saying it out loud probably never stopped her from thinking that
how it's
way.
Weird. Yeah. And from Simply Ned.
Number five.
High school days to a true story. It only took me 10 minutes to answer the 100-point test paper, physics subject, perfectly.
Physics? Ano yan, multiple choice? Pero still.
I'm not sure. Pero can you imagine? That's like 10, answering 10 questions per minute.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
And getting it like perfect. Wow.
Good for you. You know,
okay.
Physics wasn't one of my favorites.
Anything with math is an enemy of mine. Eh, di ba physics may mga
ako
computation.
Kasi I like math. Yeah. I'm good at math. I just don't like physics. Mm. And I don't know if factor na I really hated my physics teacher high school.
Wow. That's definitely.
Maybe.
And from Chinito Ken.
Number four.
Me as an overachiever being part of the LGBTQ community, there's a natural urge to prove your worth. Kaya may tendency to overachieve.
Mm,
totoo
kasi,
yan. Kasi parang inaapi-api ka, ginajudge ka. So you're like, I'll show ya. Mm. May ganong ano ka, may ganong inborn thing.
Medyo nakakainis lang din na parang some people feel na kailangan pa nilang mag-overachieve
yeah.
For them to be
it's very sad.
Treated like, you know.
Like one of them.
Like a regular
yeah.
Folk. Which is like, which shouldn't be the case. Because we're all equal.
That should have been the case to begin with.
To begin with, exactly.
From Farmer Sanchez.
Number three.
Me as an overachiever, even with being a good Samaritan, I tend to overachieve. Kaya nung may foreigner one time who was lost and needed help at the airport, not only did I extend my help, offer food and assistance, inuwi ko pa siya at pinatulog ko pa sa bed ko for a memorable experience. Ay, parang
iba. Nag-overachieve siya as a...
As a good Samaritan.
As a good Samaritan, yeah.
Okay. And from Mike Ferrer.
Number two.
Me as an overachiever, hindi na nga ako kinakausap ni tita sa reunion. After ko magka-jowa ng maganda at mayaman and who gave birth to a baby boy and twin girls, after namin magpakasal sa church, before I got promoted as manager at a multinational. Wow. Wala na siyang matanong.
Wala nang matanong. Wala. Tsaka I'm sure kinocompare niya yung kids niya secretly.
Oo. Oh,
kung tsaka, siya yung type of tita na gano'n.
Right? So hindi ka na niya matanong, kailan ka mag-aasawa? Meron na. Kailan ka magkakaanak? Eh, meron na. Kailan kayo magkakaanak ulit? Eh, meron na. Kailan ka magkakatrabaho? Eh, meron na.
Sorry, tita.
Sorry.
Wala kang marites ngayon.
And the top.
And the top entry,
number one.
Me as an overachiever comes from Fitz Villafuerte.
Fitz Villafuerte says,
whenever I join a contest, it basically becomes a fight for second place.
Matik, ikaw yung first.
Oh. So, labanan na lang kayo. Labanan kayo kung sino magiging second.
Oh, wow.
Second place becomes a new first place. Because I'm
there. Because you're lucky to be second.
Exactly. So, one more batch coming right up. But we will stay on Facebook Live.
So if you're not watching yet, please join us, facebook.com/rx931. Also on YouTube and Twitch, rx931. On The Morning Rush with Chico and Hazel. Only here on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. So let's have some final greets.
Good morning to everybody in the comment section. Hello. Now you can hear us. Hello, Angeli. Hello to Edmund and Mayo. Also, good morning to Rich Ann. And Rich Ann is requesting for a birthday blend for former office mate Clarice Metra. Happy 27th, Pervy. Pervy! So happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Pervy.
Happy birthday to you.
Pervy. Hello to Hody Ange. And good morning to Mark Enriquez. Also to Mitch. Good morning. And that is it for the text line.
Okay, so here we go.
Naman sabi nini, the best birthday song version ever.
Okay. Sarcasmo.
Thanks.
Okay, so is that it?
That's it.
Okay. We've got our top 10 for today. Courtesy of Patrick Starlord. Numberless na lang to kasi nga final batch na. Patrick Starlord, thank you. Hashtag me as an overachiever. Starting off with Chasing Charles. True story, 97 na ang grade ko sa English no high school. But because we won the debate championship, merong plus 5 yung direct to the card. Yung plus 5 yung grade mo sa card. Sadly, they can't give 102 as a grade. Can you imagine? So wala, 100 na lang kasi sayang na lang yung plus 2.
Again, buti may 100 sa school nyo. Walang ceiling.
Oo nga.
Unlike my old school.
Mm-mm. Ang weird nun, no? I really don't get that. Mm-mm. I don't get that whole ceiling.
Weird talaga.
From Victoriano, me as an overachiever, there's no point in having the title of most Grammy wins if I don't win Album of the Year. Okay. Thank you, Beyonce. The Super Malice guy says, me as an overachiever, people who sit next to me sa office feel bad.
Because
they compare me to their own performance. Nakikita nila how amazing he is.
Sila yung ano eh. Front row seats.
Yon.
To all your feet.
And from Call Me Rovi, I always challenge the status quo and I always look for something to improve. So, yeah. I mean, yung iba, they just try to meet the status quo. Mm. Siya hindi, challenge niya. So kung ano yung criteria, it's a challenge yung criteria of excellence.
Like raising the bar.
Raising the bar. Mm-hmm. Sophia says, because I'm lazy and hate doing brainless things, I automated all the reports I was tasked to do. The boss found out, so he gave me a project. Automate the reports for everyone in the department. So alam mo yung something you did as a rebellious thing ended up being...
Parang for yourself lang dapat because naging for the whole department.
Tapos naging, gawin na natin ganyan for everyone kasi ang galing. Wow. Okay. Galactus Intolerance says, lahat ng categories sa The Floor na game show, pinag-aralan ko na para ready na ako in case may local version.
Uy, finale na next week!
Wow, I'm so behind!
Like, they're down to like less than 20, I think.
Nagsabay-sabay kasi.
I know.
Sabay-sabay. You're like the two drag races.
May isang category na mahirap recently dun sa recent episode ng The Floor. Para siyang like news headlines. Tapos they will show like the year that the headline came out and then the headline tapos fill in the blanks. So kunyari 2000 ganyan did blah 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 in blank. Yung ganon, yung parang so medyo matagal kasi you have to read the whole thing. And then I guess look at the year para medyo maano ka, ma-refresh yung memory mo. So yeah, mahirap yung category na yun. I must say I had a little bit of a hard time too.
Oof. Mm. Oh, but I would be interested. I would be curious if I would be able to get any of them. Mm. From Tampupu, if someone says it's impossible, it just means I haven't tried it yet.
Wow, making the impossible happen.
I know, right? Uniquely Common naman says, di man ako nagtatop sa class. Sa class namin, nung grade 3, number 2 lang ako. Hinakot ko naman lahat ng special awards like most courteous, most helpful, pati sa best in smile. Lahat ng non-academic.
Best in smile!
Best in smile? Meron ganun sa school? And it says who? The teacher? It's kind of weird. Uniquely Common says, that was Uniquely Common. Tampupu naman says, sa school, yung test paper ko ang ginagawang answer sheet ng teacher namin.
Siya yung answer key.
Uh-oh.
Oh my gosh. I remember when I used to check some of my, like, not classmates, pero batchmates tests.
Oh.
Wala lang. Medyo nakakaaliw din to do. Because you kind of can't, you see like kung sino yung medyo okay, kung sino yung talagang my gosh. Parang I remember checking one na sobrang baba ng score. Like ridiculously low. And I was like, oh my God. Wala siyang binasa siguro dun sa mga imagine mo ano to. So usually pag mga yung quarterly tests or unit tests, ganyan. So usually mga 50 yung perfect.
Yeah.
Parang I remember there was one time na may chinek ako na paper. Parang she didn't even get 10. Like below 10 yung score.
My gosh.
Ano yata? 4 over 50. Gano'n. I was like, gagged.
I remember like medyo I didn't get the point. Yung exchange papers.
Sa katabi mo?
Oo, tapos kayo yung magche-check. Yung parang like, karadalasan naman magkakunchaba na yung magkatabi. So it doesn't really matter. So I really like, what's the point? You do know this is pointless, right? The whole exchange papers para magche-check. Mrs. John Jungkook says, me as an overachiever, pumapasok ako. Weekends, holidays, without pay. Hi, boss. Became a man. I would never do that.
Mo yan eh. Kung ako yung boss same. Mo, bakit sinabi ko ba? Ginusto mo yan eh.
Same. And also, Coco Hernandez says, pag talaga na babagalan ako or hindi ko gusto yung output, ako na lang talaga yung gumagawa. So, can you imagine, even as a boss, di ba pag boss ka, para like, hindi, gawin mo nang tama yan, ba't ko gagawin yan?
It's tough though, because you're gonna end up doing everything. And also, ano na yan eh, it's gonna set a precedent. So, ang mangyayari,
papangitan nila.
Oo, di ikaw na, di ba? Ikaw na lang lahat. So, in the end, ikaw yung talo.
This is more frustrating with, kung ikaw yung gumagawa ng trabaho ng boss mo. Siyempre, ginagalingan mo. Kaya nangyayari, sa'yo lahat papagawa. ikaw yung magaling eh. Tapos, hindi mo naman pwede pagalitan kasi boss mo nga yun eh.
True.
At least pag boss ka, pwede mo like, hoy,
ayusin niya yung trabaho
mo yan. Niya. Oo, and you can, you know, you can say that. You can't say that to your boss, mm-hmm. right? And, let me see here. And the two tops, me as an overachiever, comes from Wildfire and Archer Aguilar.
They both say...
Archer says, in school, when we're tasked to do a book report and we are given three book choices, I would literally read all three books before I choose. Well, if you're a bookworm, I guess. Alam mo yung babasahin mo silang tatlo para alam mo yung ito yung gusto kong i-report. Mm. Kasi nagustuhan ko siya. Oh, I hated book reports. I mean, I liked reading books, but I don't like book reports.
What do you not like about it? Like being assigned a book to read or just, I don't know, like yung hihimayin mo yung book and you don't know which parts to focus on, ganun?
Kasi ako, I enjoy reading the book, but I don't know about like writing a report about it. Gets? Like I like the story and you know the experience of reading the book, going through the journey of the characters, but pag parang pinagawa mo na ako na, kumbaga sa movies, I like watching movies, but I don't necessarily like writing book movie reviews.
Mm.
Gets? Maybe if I talk about it, yeah. Or in a very podcasty way. Pero yung the way we used to do it in school,
yeah.
Yung himayin mo siya in that very academic way, parang hindi ko siya enjoy. And from Wildfire, me as an overachiever, nung nakakuha ng 99% yung anak ko sa math, pina-DNA ko siya. Kasi parang hindi siya nagmana sa akin. Wala akong anak na mediocre. Grabe yung...
Damn.
Grabe yung pina-DNA test.
Anak ba talaga kita?
Diba? Parang, anak ko ba talaga? Ba't di ka magaling sa math? Oo.
Sabi nakuha yung jeans na yan.
Oo. So, okay. What about us?
Oh my God. Here we go. The Lea Michelles of the day.
Can I just do one first? Not for me.
Sige.
I realized, alam mo, na-shock talaga ako. I just saw a tweet. Mm. And I was like, is this right? I had to check. I had to actually Google it. Apparently, Bradley Cooper has 12 Oscar nominations. Did you know that?
But he's never won.
He's never won. So I had to Google kasi nga sabi ko, but parang wala naman siya sa mga list ng mga... Because apparently, he has like 5 acting nominations, 4 for lead, 1 for supporting. He has parang 5 for best picture as a producer. No. 4 yata. 4 for best picture. Sorry, tama ba? Yeah. 4 for best picture. And 3 for best screenplay.
Oh,
so
wow.
Parang alam mo yung napaka-overachiever, usually the ones who have like a lot of nominations.
True
for acting.
Uh-oh.
Ito, parang, alam mo yun, 5 for acting.
Damn, even for screenplay, galing.
5 for best picture and 2 for screenplay.
Wow.
Right?
Impressive.
Parang, it's the very definition of overachiever. Kasi hindi lang, you're not excelling just in one aspect of filmmaking. Mm. You're excelling in 3. So that's amazing. That is amazing.
That is pretty cool.
Ano ba for us?
Okay, while you think, good morning to my friend Reese, who says, good morning, Paolo, sending love from the Philippines to Australia. Have a wonderful day. And hello, good morning to their friend John Ray as well. From Reese.
Ako siguro, it's the ano. It's the... being the reluctant superstar. Bakit? Ba't parang nag-headache ka? Ba't parang nag-headache? Ba't tulong mo bigla?
Parang ano nga, migraine, ganon. Vertigo.
Kasi alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung hindi ko chosen career ang radio. Tapos biglang, naging legendary. Parang like, I didn't even mean to be. Yung iba, di ba, parang you work hard at the career that you've chosen. Ito parang tinulak lang ako ni Destiny tapos parang icon status agad. Parang like ano nang sabi ni John sa inyo, sige, mute na lang natin ulit. Sige, mute na lang natin ulit.
Woo, child!
Oo, tapos alam mo yung parang like, ganun, no? Like, parang like, how does that even happen? I didn't even want to be on radio. And here I am, legend, icon.
Parang like, ginaw, naka-hoodie ako ah. Pero ginigin, ang lakas ng hangin sa booth. Guys,
sabi naman ni Osang, eh, 10 a.m. na po. Opo, halika na. Tapos, ito yung maganda, sabi ni Ana, sabi ni Henry, but parang naririnig ko yung eye roll ni Hazel?
Mm-mm, exactly. Oo, sabi ni Maxim, oo na, sige na, sige na, 10 na.
Kaya sabi ko, no, parang, alam mo yung inu-joke ako ng Destiny na, radyo? Radyo? Ayoko naman maging DJ eh. Okay, fine. I'll just be the best at it. Tapos yun, parang ganun na lang. Yung parang like, tapos minsan, alam mo yung minsan na parang napapatingin na lang ako sa langit. And I'm like, bakit ha? Bakit ang galing ko? So, sabi ko, ano nangyari ha? Bakit? Ang laki nung burden eh. Bakit ang talented ko? Sabi ko, ganun.
Sabi na, pwede bang i-fast forward natin? Sabi ni Jennifer, oo nga, bakit? Tigilan mo na. Tigil mo na yan.
Sabi ko, ang bigat na ng ano eh, balikat ko sa dami ng talents na binigay nyo eh.
Bigat so, na ng bangkong binubuhat mo eh, no? Sobrang bigat eh. Parang may elephant na nakabudo sa bangkong binuhat mo eh.
Kaya yun, minsan it's not out of choice. Alam mo yung parang like, binato ko lang, tas yun, naging ginto. Ganun. Tapos sabi ko lang yung, humikab lang ako sa mikropono. At golden dove. Ewan ko eh, parang ganun eh. Parang like,
parang gusto ko itang batuhin ang golden dove. Yan ang parang masarap gawin ngayon, no?
So, ganun. Di ko alam, di ko alam. Sometimes I just exist and I'm amazing. Ganun. So, like,
kaya ikaw talaga yung Margot sa All About Eve natin. Ako sa ano, Eve. I will be your Eve.
Sabi ni Ronan, alang kayabang-yabang. Ala, ala.
Humble, oo. Grabe, yun naman ang ano, masasabi mo dapat sa TMR. Sobrang, sobrang low-key.
Yan, yan. So, that's my, yun yung answer.
Sabi
ko.
Ni Joy, ayaw mo pa tumigil.
Si Maxim nga, nagmumura na sa comments.
Si Maxim, na sila. Ikaw na, Hazel. What about you? How do you even follow that? Parang there's enough air. Parang you've taken up all the air in the booth. I am an overachiever. Me as an overachiever. Mali pa hashtag. Me as an overachiever. I don't know, I feel like I've just never really had to super try hard at anything. I'm not saying I'm naturally good at everything.
Yeah.
I'm kind of saying that.
Sapato eh.
Well, it is, I mean, I do have, you know.
Sapato eh.
I don't know, I just, if I put my mind to it, I can definitely achieve it.
Yeah.
That's just always been like, the case and my belief and like, and it's proven to be true anyway.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with trying hard, trying your best, diba? But I'm just saying, I've never had to super.
Yeah, ako, I believe in that. Very Pia. Diba Pia Wurzbach was saying like, oh, tinatawag nila akong trying hard. And I was like, and what's wrong with that?
And goal mo lang naman, may what ma-achieve is, oh, kayo, ma-achieve mo yung goal mo. So whether you try your hardest because that's what's needed, the great.
Or like, or ako, effortless.
Effortless. Or you know, yung parang medyo, maybe I was born with it.
Oh.
Diba? So pag ganun, hindi. Yun lang. No, it's true. It's true though. Never really had to try that hard in school, but...
Tsaka ako talaga, kwento nga ng mama ko. Yung ano daw, yung pagkalabas ko sa sinapupunan niya, standing ovation. Galing! Galing ng pagkakapaanak nitong...
Sabi nila, Kuya Albert, paki-mute na!
Galing! Oo, standing ovation yung buong ospital. Tapos binigyan nila ng...
Kaya sila tumayo lahat, aalis na sila, mag-walk out na sila. Sabi nila, ayoko na, I quit. Ganon, paglabas mo, oo.
Oo, tapos sabi ko,
resignation yung buong ospital.
Tapos sabi ko, pagkapaanak ko, binigyan ako ng award!
Golden Dove agad! Sabi ni Joy, bad trip na to, ah. sabi ni Hody H, i-close ko na Facebook.
Sabi ni Kate, nagkakalukuhan na tayo dito.
Oh my God. But anyway.
Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Take it with a grain of salt. But yes.
Yes, so thank you very much for joining.
Sinagest-suggest yung topic, tapos magsumagot ka.
Oo. Bakit ba?
Kasalanan namin. Oh, anyway.
Lahat talaga sila unanimous eh. Mas masaya nung nakamute.
Anyway.
We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow. 6 o'clock and overachiever. Mm-hmm. 6 to 10 talaga pero yung plug 5:59, di ba? Mm-hmm.
10:05 na. Overachiever.
Overachiever. Exactly.
Overachiever. Overtime.
So, don't forget... Later today, Carousel Casualties will stop by at 3:30 in the afternoon. So make sure to listen to that only on Manila's Hottest Monster, RX 93.1. Bye!
Bye.